how do those who survive the deadly coronavirus get to the other side? Well, a 57-year-old New Jersey man who is a camera operator spent nearly 2 weeks alone in a hospital. He recorded much of the ordeal on his phone, offering a rare glimpse inside a COVID isolation unit. NPR's Tovia Smith has more.
It was mid-March when Jeff Mulstock first started feeling the symptoms that would land him in the emergency room.
I feel like hell.
His camera pans past doors sealed with layers of plastic and doctors in extra protective gear, what looks like a motorcycle helmet and a spacesuit, all testament to just how vicious a virus he was fighting.
This is unimaginable. Scary.
Then a nurse in tears who'd just been told she had tested positive.
This is no joke, man. This is no joke.
Been trying to lay on your stomach a little bit?
Mulstock says he could see the fear in nurses' eyes when he would call for help.
I finally got some oxygen.
Some stretching to tend to him from as far as possible.
And that's what, 4 liters?
Okay. As cases surged, his sealed room was opened and his whole wing became one unified contamination zone, saving staff time and protective gear. For Mulstock, it meant no reprieve from what he calls the harrowing wails from down the hall, an ominous harbinger of his own suffering.
Rough night, convulsing all night, couldn't breathe. I miss my family.
His camera became his confidant and his company. One night, he's in the pitch dark bemoaning the isolation. Another time, with a wet cloth over his forehead, he's confessing to cranking up his oxygen when no one was looking. But his condition continued to worsen.
Mad shaking, high fever. They came in, gave me some Tylenol.
Eventually, Mulstock was given the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine that the FDA has since warned can cause dangerous arrhythmia in COVID patients. Mulstock thought he was having a heart attack.
I thought I was going to die yesterday. I started writing down stuff.
Stuff about his life insurance, his passwords, and his family.
My poor wife is... a saint. And my kids.
Lying on his belly, he stares into the camera, his eyes swollen and red. It was just 2 weeks after his wife's mother had died from what they now believe to be also COVID-19.
Elaine loses her mom and we can't even go set her to rest in Florida. And then I do this to her.
A cameraman for some 40 years, Mulstock says he started recording out of instinct, but then he kept rolling with a sense of urgency, wanting his family to bear witness to what he feared would be his final days.
It was something I wanted to leave them. You read all these stories of people passing with a nurse holding their hand, and if I didn't make it through, part of my thinking was is they would have some sense of closure by seeing me on camera.
I'm not sure what day it is.
Mulstock's video doesn't show him at his worst. For days, he couldn't record or speak. But as hundreds of COVID patients in the same hospital were dying, Mulstock would slowly start to improve.
This is the first time I can talk in a full sentence.
Heart rate's been good. No problems there.
Finally, after nearly 2 weeks in the hospital, he would be cleared to go home.
If things are going to be good, we'll get you out of here.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Mom, he's here. It's coming. It's coming down the street.
When the ambulance dropped me off at home, and it was the first time I laid eyes on my family, it was... The emotion, we all know people that didn't come home. I get choked up thinking about it right now.
Mulstock is still on oxygen and still recovering, both physically and emotionally. He says he never intended to make his recordings public, but he now hopes they might serve as a kind of cautionary tale for anyone getting lax with social distancing, he says, or not wearing a face mask. Tovia Smith, NPR News.